Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Baba Jahi at Home Base Business 101. Happy New Year. And we're excited to have a great show for you this morning. And hey, I'm singing a song in the black background. It's my time, our time. Time to get started. Tune in and focus in on our theme song, and I'll be right back. Another day to be here. It is our time to go out and declare our destiny, reach our destiny, the things that we're striving for in life. So important to have that focus as you want to move forward in this year of 2008 to accomplish the things that you have chosen for yourself. And as we get our show started this morning, have a few things I'd like to be able to share with you before getting into the content of this show. As the show advertise. We're going to be focusing on how to develop that millionaire mindset and begin on that track of moving towards that goal of becoming a millionaire. At this time, when the edges of old and the new year meet, we must sit down and, in sober assessment, measure ourselves in the mirror of the best of what it means to be a human being. And then we must stand, recommit ourselves to the highest values and practices. So I say that to say, hey, the new year is starting off. And as the new year starts off, I like to say I wish for people everywhere blessings without number and all good things without end. May these blessings and good things include, above all, freedom from domination, deprivation, and degradation, and justice as a way of life, and path to peace, and power, and dignity, and decency, and self-determination in all people's lives. Again, I wish for all people blessings without number and all good things without end. As our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good if we dare meet our challenges, walk in the way of righteousness, speak truth, and do justice. So important. We're not seeking to just earn and make money just to have money for money's sake. But one of the things we're going to talk about today is what we call being an enlightened millionaire. I receive, thus I give. I give, thus I receive. It's very, very important that we take those principles and develop an enlightened mentality that I want to accomplish these goals so that I can help more people, that I can give. Just think what the way the world would be if there were more and more enlightened millionaires. And again, you can focus in on this information from the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. This is a powerful book, a powerful tool that we want to use as we move and focus in on this year and getting things right and getting things off to the right start. So I said we got a real live show for you today. Hey, and I want to again welcome all of you listeners out there in cyberspace to Home-Based Business 101 with Baba Jahi. Yes, this is Home-Based Business 101. The goals and objective of this program is to help everyone that has some type of home-based business, and for those that are thinking about going into developing a home-based business, how to get it started, attitude, focus, how to make it work. Hey, it's no sense in doing something if it's not going to work for you. And also, how to take advantage of the greatest tax shelters in this country, home-based business. Most people are losing $4,000 to $5,000 a year in taxes. Just think what happened if you took that money and invested it. If you took $4,000 to $5,000 a year that you're losing right now in taxes and invested it over a 40-year period, you'd have $5 million. I know some of us ain't got 40 years to wait, because you know you might be up there in age like myself. I'm 55 years old, be 56 this year, and I've got a path that's working on to help me obtain millionaire status within 78 weeks, which I'll be going over a little bit more in detail as we move through today's program. Also, I want to say happy birthday to my wife today. Today is my wife's birthday, and I want to wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday. And once I get off the show, doing the show this morning, we can get out and celebrate with her, her birthday, her Earth Day today, that the Creator blessed the world with her presence. And it's important that all of us celebrate life and celebrate our Earth Days. The day that the Creator blessed the world with your presence, it's important to focus on the fact that there will never be another you. There will never be anybody else like you. We're all unique. And the Creator did not make any mistake when he made you. So I don't care what you're going through out there in life, folks. It all starts with attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Okay, we want to get into some of our content here this morning and focus on getting the year started right with your enlightened millionaire commitment. And we're going to focus on how to plan and push your business idea to the millionaire status. Getting started on your millionaire commitment. Well, again, the first thing I said I want you to do and everybody to do this year is pick up a copy of the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, by Mark Vixen Hansen and Robert Allen. The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth. Once you pick up the book, also I want you to do is go to www.1minutemillionaire.com. Once you log into that site, you'll be able to sign up free to a program that will walk you through step by step on making that move. Also, you'll do is you'll fill out your Enlightened Millionaire Certificate. And your Enlightened Millionaire Commitment Certificate reads this: I hereby decide to become an Enlightened Millionaire so I can eliminate my money pressures, enjoy a life of complete financial freedom, and share my abundance with others. I'll repeat that. Enlightened Millionaire Commitment. I hereby decide to become an Enlightened Millionaire so I can eliminate my money pressures, enjoy a life of complete financial freedom, and share my abundance with others. One of the steps in becoming an Enlightened Millionaire is that you have to tie 10% or whatever you make to some worthwhile cause. And the purpose of that is a spiritual purpose in that, in the sense of being able to keep the gates of money open. You give, you receive. You receive, you give. So just like this week's starting off a little slow for me, but I had a project I worked on, and I picked up $268. That $268, I took and tied it, rounded it off 10% to, would have been $26.80, rounded it off to $27, and made that $27 donation to a charity. And every dollar that I get 10% of it, I will be donating to a charity to help others. Again, I want those principles to work for me in my life. And I'm telling you, that's one of the first steps, is that you have to decide who you're going to tie it to. What charity are you going to help? Now, the Enlightened Millionaire Commitment. This is your first step. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Anybody know who said that? Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Hey, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that was a quote and comment from Dr. King. Dr. King said, take that first step in faith, that leap in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Well, in terms of the millionaire commitment, the enlightened millionaire path, the commitment, first thing is to take that first step, people. No matter what your present circumstances are, the first step to making your first million is the commitment to become a millionaire. You have to make that commitment, the commitment to become a millionaire. To have a genuine commitment requires two things. First, a desire. The very fact that you want this, the desire. You know, again, from one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about desire. Then after desire, the next is you need faith. You need to commit. And faith, remember, as you think, if, as a man or woman think, if so it will be for them. If you think you can do it, you will. If you think you can't, you won't. So you got to be able to think about this and desire it and have faith did it work? Now, a lot of times, you know, I've had a couple people to email me and say, you know, you spend a lot of time, man, on this whole mindset and motivation and all of that. It's very, very, very important. Very, very important. Let me share with you why it's important. One of the oldest civilizations of humankind, in ancient Egypt, there was two things that were taught out of a concept that people have found out through what was called the Egyptian mystery system, that when the students want to learn, or as they refer to as the neophyte, the beginner, was two things that they had to do. It was a total of 10, but I'm just going to share with you two this morning. First was to control your thoughts. Next was to control your actions. Control your thoughts. I want everybody out there listening right now, touch your forehead. Touch your forehead. That is the greatest computer on earth. There ain't no computer better and better than your brain, your mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. There's nothing more powerful than your mind, your brain. It is the greatest computer on earth. Now, what is it that we feed our mind? I had a friend of mine used to say, if you feed your mind trash, it will produce garbage. So it's important that we control what we think. Just imagine how great and how powerful as human beings we become if we control what we thought, and if we thought good things all the time. So you want to control what you think. For those that like a copy, there's a great ebook I have called As a Man Thinketh by Robert Allen. You email me and I'll send you a copy of that book in ebook form. But it talks about, again, applying these principles of controlling what you think. And then when you control what you think, control what you do. See, that's step one. Controlling what you think and then controlling what you do, controlling your actions. And once you can do those two things on a consistent basis, you will be surprised of the things that can happen for you. Controlling your thoughts and then controlling your actions. Very, very important. All right, are you ready to get started on this millionaire journey? If so, hey, get your pencils and pens and your papers out. And we're going to go through, there's 24 steps that you need to focus on. And we're going to go through those steps one by one. The first step, I've touched on a little bit. Step number one is, what is it that I manifest? You got to think it. You got to desire it. Step number one, manifest. Manifest. What is it that I make visible in my life? When you manifest something, you metaphorically reach your hand through the invisible curtain separating the tangible world from the world of imagination, and you pull your desired object into existence. First you think it, then you manifest it, then you materialize it. You cause it to appear. So step number one, you have to manifest. 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 You want to think about this. Think about this millionaire. Millionaire. Why do I want to be a millionaire? You have to desire it. Manifest it. This is your first step. You know, and everyone manifests something in their life. I don't know what you're manifesting right now, but if you want to become a millionaire, you need to start manifesting a millionaire consciousness and think about it. You know, look around you. Everything you see begins as a thought in someone's mind. The chair you're sitting on, the computer that you're behind right now that you're listening to this show, the car that you drive, the house that you live in, the clothes that you wear, the television you watch, first was a thought, then a thing. Brought forth out of nothing. Viola, there it is. Everything begins as a thought. So what are your, again, as I said, you know, controlling our thoughts. So what is your thoughts? What are you thinking about what you want to accomplish this year as we move into this year, 2008? What is it that you're going to manifest? How are you going to manifest what it is that you want to manifest? This is very, very important. This is the first step in moving in the direction of becoming a millionaire. After you focus on your manifestation, next you have to do is being and doing. Be, do, have. Being and doing. You have to be what you manifest. Again, as I told you, you know, hey, from ancient Egypt, control your thoughts, think, then control your actions. You have to see yourself as what you want to be. Napoleon Hill talks about it in his book, Think and Grow Rich, is that part of having faith is don't list your goals, but see yourself being your goals. You have to start feeling and acting like you're already there. Be, do, have. Yes, be, do it, have it. Abundance comes from making others better off, and the primary reason to get is to have more to give. See, this is the whole enlightened millionaire concept, is that being comes first. You must be an enlightened millionaire. The enlightened millionaire knows and acts from the space that abundance comes from making others better off, and the primary reason to get is to have more to give. That's why I want to be a millionaire. Things that I see wrong in the world, hey, if I have more money, there's more that I can contribute to, and I can share my abundance with others, and I can help make this world a better place. And also be able to do some very, very significant things for my family. Money is not the key to happiness, but neither is poverty. I'll repeat that. Money is not the key to happiness, but neither is poverty. Money is basically a tool, like a hammer, a screwdriver, other tools. And it's a tool that you can use to do some very significant things in this world. I know some people that have a lot of money and they ain't happy at all. Well, you know, they don't share, they hoard, and they're greedy, and they just, you know, hey, they got a lot of other problems. Like I said, so money is not the key to happiness, but neither is poverty. You got to find your happiness, and part of happiness is one of the things I always have loved to do and like to do is to share with others. So we got to step one, which is manifest. Step two is be, do, have. You got to be it, you got to do it, and you will have it. That's very, very important. Now, the reason I'm going through these principles with you is that principles are simple yet powerful models that helps us understand how the world works. Principles generate the same results each and every time, no matter where, when, and who uses them. It has nothing to do with your race, your creed, your color, your religion, your faith, nothing. Principles generate the same results each and every time, no matter what, where, when, and who uses them. Principles work when you work them. I remember a person used to say, it works if you work it. That's why in one of my first shows when I talked about network marketing, I don't care whether it's Amway, whether it's Shaklee, whether it's Five Links, whether it's YTB that I'm involved in, whatever network marketing company you work, it works if you work it. You have to work it. Gravity is a principle. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have to question which way your feet will go when you get out of the bed. It goes down, never up. Likewise, 2 times 2 always equals 4 in base 10. It never equals 5. Principles don't wear out, rust out, or give out. They last forever. They're timeless and tireless. Principles cannot be overused. Life is the process of discovering principles, of discovering what works. If you want to make rapid progress, don't fight against principles. Flow with them. Say these words out loud, everyone. I discover the principles that work and work them. I am forever learning new principles that inter-accommodate with what I already know to the betterment of my life and my world. As principles are revealed to me, I cheerfully record them, use them, and share them. Principles are without question the fastest way to what I want. And like I said, we're going to go through these 24 principles. We just went through principle number one, principle number two, which was manifest, and principle number two is being, state of being, be, do, and have. Principle number three, live life above the line. There's a line in life, you know, and sometimes we choose to be on the wrong side of the line in life. When something doesn't go expected, something doesn't go right, most of us, we use the blame game. We use, well, that wouldn't have happened if so-and-so hadn't did this. Don't be on the blame side of life. Learn. See, when something doesn't go right in life, if you want to live above the line is to learn. Learn from that experience. So it didn't go right this time. What can you learn from that particular experience that didn't go right that can help you in the future be able to move forward so it will go right? What did you learn from that experience so that you can move forward in the future so it will go right? So important to live life above the line. Don't get into the blame game. I hear people all the time tell me what's wrong with their life, and they blame others. My grandmother used to say, hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me. Now, what does she mean by that? Hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me. Something happened to you, you're supposed to learn from it. You don't let it happen again. You learn from it. I have a good friend. We have a saying. The definition of insanity is to keep doing what you're doing and expect different results. To keep doing what you're doing and expect different results. That's insane. Come on. If you want something different, you have to do something different. So whatever it is that you're working on, whatever business idea that you're out there working on, and you haven't been getting the results that you want, then you've got to do something different. So important. You want something different, then you do something different. If you don't do something different, you're going to keep getting the same results over and over and over and over and over again. So if you want something different, you have to do something different, people. So important. So important. And don't get into the blame game. Learn. Learn from each and every experience, whether it was a good experience or a bad experience. You can learn from your bad experience. Napoleon Hill says in every adversity, there's a seed and a silver lining. That means you can learn from even your adversities. And when you have an adversity, you're supposed to learn from it. It's easy to blame and push fault and say, well, that wouldn't have happened. It was somebody else's fault. No, learn from it so that you can apply what you learned from that and move forward. Learn from it. Principle number four, abundance is your natural state. The universe is fundamentally abundant. There is no shortage except in our own mind. Again, the universe is fundamentally abundant. There is no shortage except in our own mind. God wouldn't give you an idea, if you have an idea out there right now, God wouldn't give you an idea that you can't bring into existence. The mind is the workshop for imagination. And when you imagine something and think about it, you can manifest it. You can bring it into existence. God wouldn't give you an idea that you can't manifest. The universe is abundantly full and fundamentally abundant with any idea that you have, any seed that you have in your mind that you can bring into existence. You know, I like one of the sayings that I used to hear when I was a child going to Sunday school, that if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. Faith the size, I mean, a mustard seed is a little small old seed. But if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So, you know, hey, there's some things that you can accomplish. And if you have the faith, you can make it happen. You can make it happen because the universe is abundantly full. There's no shortages except in our mind. Opportunities and blessings come to individuals who embrace it with an abundant attitude. Others everywhere have created abundance, and so can you. So can you. Once you embrace, experience, and choose to express it, there is only abundance. You can absorb all the abundance of a manifested, magnificent sunset. There's absolutely plenty for each of us to drink, absorb, photograph, and share. And returns again and again. It's endless. In fact, sharing always creates more. The principle of abundance is exactly the same. The dictionary defines abundance as a great supply, plenitude, sufficiency, more than enough. It is a principle that cannot wear out, rust out, get tired, or not deliver the goods. Abundance is. Once you own this principle, the results that flow must be abundant. Abundant thinking multiplies, magnetizes, and magnifies whatever it focuses upon. That is significant. That is significant. You have to think of abundance. And here's something that you can say to yourself. You need to repeat with feeling, belief, and imagination, and accept the following. I am abundant in every good way. Infinite money is mine to earn, save, invest, multiply, and share. My abundance is making everyone better off. I embrace abundance, and abundance embraces me. Again, you want to think about this principle of abundance. All right, I'm going to take a break here and bring our theme song back up, come back in and share with you how the show is sponsored, and then get back into our principles. And again, our theme song is It's My Time, and I shared a lot with you during this first half an hour in terms of these principles that we want to go over to develop the enlightened millionaire commitment and concept. And, you know, I want to talk about how you can become a part of the enlightened millionaire circle and some other things when I come back from the other side. Take a break here, put our theme song back on. And as you listen to the theme song, It's My Time, listen to the words real carefully and think about it as we go into this new year, 2008, how to make this your time.
To let the world know that. We hope you enjoy.
All right. Again, that's our theme song, It's My Time. And, you know, part of the reason I play that song on our show and just basically focusing on that one song, it's a lot of different songs I could use, is that when having your own home-based business, you have to always view that, hey, it's my time. It's my time. Excuse me there. I had to take a second to sneeze. But you always want to be able to focus on that it's my time. See, you have to see the world that way as you move in this thing called business and being in business for yourself. And there's a difference between being in business for yourself and being self-employed. Self-employed basically means you created a job for yourself. You don't want to do that, people. See, a business is something that you can pass on from one generation to the next. Also, with a business, you're going to want to have a team. Again, as I shared with you last week, you have a dream, you build a team, you have a theme, and you can accomplish your goal. But with building your own business means that you have a team. You have a team of people helping you accomplish what you want to do. And again, a book that I want you to pick up and read for this year is The 1 Minute Millionaire. In that book, they go over principles of success, and we're going through 24 steps that they talk about to enlighten path to wealth today. I don't think we will get through all 24 today, but we will get through all 24 between now and the end of the month. Also in that book, there's a story about a lady named Michelle. I'm not going to give the whole story away, but she has some unfortunate circumstances. Things happen to her, and in order to get her two children back, she has to raise $1 million in 90 days. And you need to read this. It's amazing. I mean, and they talk about, you know, some of us, the reason we don't accomplish what we want to accomplish quick and fast and hairy is because we don't focus it from the point of view that our life depends on it. And our life does depend on us accomplishing our goals. And this lady had a very, very important reason to accomplish her goal. She needed to get her children back. In order to get her children back, I'm not going to tell you where they were and how she lost them and all of this, some unfortunate circumstances that happened to her, but in order to get her children back, she had to raise $1 million in 90 days. And through applying these principles, she was able to do it. So if a person can raise $1 million in 90 days, whew, hey, we can do it too. My goal is, and I will be charting this path and this journey, and you can keep track of it with me each week as we go through the show, as we start this new year off, I'll set a goal. And wife and daughter and my grandson is working with me to make sure that we can accomplish this goal, because it's very important for some things that we need to do here for our family and some things we want to do in terms of helping others. Is that we're on a 78-week path to $1 million. That's 18 months, 78-week path. This is week number one. And each week I will be sharing with you where we are on that path and that growth and that journey. And in order to do that, you have to have multiple streams of income. Yes, multiple streams of income, not just one source of income. And again, in the 1 Minute Millionaire, they go through how to develop multiple streams of income. And with that in mind, I'm going to do my commercial. As you know, this program, Home-Based Business 101, is brought to you by Jahi Travel Site. Jahi Travel Site is part of the YTB Network, your travel biz. Yes, the YTB Network. And YTB Network, basically, we offer two opportunities. We offer opportunity for people to have their own travel store, in which people can book travel online from your own travel site, and allows people to be able to go to your travel site, your own booking engine, and book all of their travel. They can book their airplane tickets. They can rent cars, get their hotel room, buy flowers for a loved one, plan their weddings. It's like right now, NFL playoffs are going on. If they need to get a ticket to the game, if there's any tickets left, they can go on your site and they can purchase those tickets for football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, all type of sporting events. Or, hey, they might be wanting to go see a play or something. They can book them, buy those tickets online through your travel site. There's over 44 different revenue streams on your booking engine that from items that people can purchase. People can even purchase a car. You heard me? That's right. They can even buy a car from off of your booking engine. So we offer tremendous opportunity for you to have your own booking engine in which people can go to that site and purchase all of their travel needs. And also you can use it too as your site to purchase all your own personal travel needs and pay yourself. What I mean was that's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. Just like there was a time when there was no internet. Now almost every home has a computer or access to a computer and the internet. Even people got, you know, cell phones. Data devices is the proper term for them, in which they're able to go online and do all of those things with the palm of their hand. And you can have your own booking engine that, you know, allows people to book all of those things. And there's going to come a time in this country, as YTB is predicting, there's going to become a time in this country when everyone is going to be booking, the majority of people, almost everyone, will be booking their travel through YTB. So you need to get on board. You know, if you do no more than your family and friends book travel on your travel site, the money that you will make. You make 60% of the commission. Whatever the commission is on that particular item, you'll get 60% of it. If someone buys a car off your travel site, you get $300. So you have your own travel booking engine that allows people to go to your site, book their travel, take care of all of those needs, whatever their needs are in terms of travel, and you get paid. Like I said before, there was a time when there was no internet. Now almost everybody you know got computers, internet, and email. I remember when I used to just deal with snail mail. And I had people kept telling me, you know, hey, you don't have no email. You got an email address. I was one of them people. Email, hey, I get me a stamp and write a letter. You know, I still do that sometime. But the majority of people I communicate with now is through email. And once I got exposed to the internet, I was like, it became fascinating to me. And it's going to be the same with this in terms of this opportunity with YTB, is that there's going to come a time when, you know, hey, why go to Orbis, Expedia, and all of those other places when you can go to your own travel site, book your travel, save money, and pay yourself? The same way you go online to pay your bills and do everything else, you better go online and do that. The other opportunity that YTB offers is offers the opportunity, besides being able to have your own travel site, is that you can sell travel stores, that you can go and get other people to sign up to get travel sites, and they pay you handsomely for doing that. Yes, they pay you handsomely for doing it. They even have a bonus system where you earn $1,000 bonus, $10,000 bonus, and $50,000 bonuses. They got some bonuses even higher than that. I won't go into those right now because I don't want to blow you out of the water. They even got high bonuses as high as $1 million bonus. But how many jobs do you know out there where you can get $1,000 bonus, $10,000 bonus, or $50,000 bonus? And you can earn these bonuses over and over and over and over and over again. And all you do to earn the bonuses is you just go out and help people that want to have a travel store, and you hook them up and help them get a travel store. And in that process, you make real, real nice money. And, you know, that's one of our revenue streams that we're working on with on our 78-week journey to becoming millionaires here in the Jahi household. That's one of our revenue streams. The other is real estate. You know, hey, when you read the 1 Minute Millionaire, they go through concepts and ideas of how you can buy real estate with OPM and flip it. If you don't know what OPM is, other people's money. But you don't have to have money to buy real estate. I'm learning that, and as I go through this journey and make these moves, I will be sharing with you each week my progress on the 78-week journey to becoming a millionaire. So again, this program is brought to you by Jahi Travel Site, and that is www.jahitravelsite.com, jahitravelsite.com. Go to that webpage, learn about the YTB opportunity, seek it, understand it, apply it, and have it work for you. One of the other things that I want to share with you today is on the last Sunday of each month, so make sure that, you know, if you, some of you I know are, it's kind of hard for you to get up this early on Sunday morning and tune in and catch me live. Some people listen to the archive portions and segments of the show, and I appreciate that. But on the last Sunday of each month, I'm letting you know now, you need to be tuning in live, because I will take a random caller, and with a random caller, we will be giving away a weekend getaway special. Since we're in the travel business, part of one of the things we're going to be doing, too, is part of our giving, besides donating 10% of my money to a charity, is that once a month, I will be giving away a weekend special. We have what's called weekend specials that we're able to do through YTB, where we can get away. And that weekend getaway special will include air, round-trip airfare, and hotel accommodations to some exotic place here in the United States. How you like that? So make sure. But you have to be listening live in order to qualify for that. You can't win that off listening to the archive show, but that's the last Sunday of each month. So this month, January 27th, make sure you tuned in so you can have a chance to register to win one of our weekend getaway specials. All right. Again, that's my commercial segment. Commercial segment, this program is brought to you by the Jahi Travel Site. We left off at principle number 4. I'm going to get into principle number 5, developing this millionaire mindset and the principles that you need to use to apply it. And the 5th principle is givers get. Givers get. Givers get. Give, and it will be given to you. That's what the ancient text says. Give, and it will be given to you. Reflect for a moment. Aren't the people with the most friends the ones who are the most friendly? Aren't the people who receive the most love the most loving? This is the enlightened millionaire's principle of givers get. This is a fundamental enlightened millionaire's paradox. Embracing this paradox is a combination of faith and action. It's the process of standing on the edge of a cliff and trusting that there is a fabulous world of abundance in the valley, and then leaping into it. Now, I don't mean jumping off the cliff, but leaping into that fabulous world of abundance. And there is a poem. The poem goes like this. Come to the edge, he said. They said, we are afraid. Come to the edge, he said. They came. He pushed them, and then they flew. So we need to, you know, come to the edge of things in our lives, and we'll be able to soar like an eagle and fly above the things that we see going on by giving. That's right, by giving. You know, it's so nice to be able to give. But when you don't have, it seems as though, hey, I ain't got nothing to give. How am I going to give, you know? So it's important that you understand givers get. Give, and it will be given to you. So, you know, part of that 5th principle, and again, as they talk about it in the Light Millionaire Path, is that you need to pick a charity and donate 10% of whatever it is that you bring in to that charity. And you need to start doing that right now. Even whether you, you know, I don't care if you earn a dollar, whether it's from your business, from your job, give 10% of what you make to a charity. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual principle in this. You need to do it. You need to start the new year off right now as you look at your paycheck. If you're out there, you're working, and you're also building your business, whatever you made this week in terms of getting paid, you need to give 10% of that to a charity. 10% of the gross, y'all, not the net. Whatever it was, remember, God allowed you to receive, thus you want to be able to give to others. I don't care what you made this past week. Go give 10% of that away. Pick a charity, a random charity, and just go give. Go, if it's a homeless shelter, go, you know, and you're concerned about homelessness, you know, and you say, well, you know, it's not that much I can do about that all by myself. Yes, you can. Take 10% of what you earned. If you earned, if you earned $500 this week from your job, take $50, go down to that homeless shelter, and give those people $50, you know, and you can give anonymously if you want. You know, you give and you go down there and you say, hey, look, I'm donating this $50 to y'all to help y'all with your cause. And just watch the smiles that it put on people's face in terms of whoever runs that charity. And I know how that is because I also have a nonprofit business. And I remember was a time this lady used to send us these weird amount of money. Then I finally figured out what was going on. She was sending us 10% of what she was receiving. And it all started because we had gave to something that affected her life. She had lost her granddaughter. Her granddaughter had got struck by lightning, and she passed. And, you know, we did community work, and I didn't know the family, but I knew they had a tragedy. And so what we did, we gave the $100 to the family to help them with what they had to go through as far as their final arrangements and burying the child and all of that. And then about 3 months later, I started receiving about once a week or once every other week, these money orders for these strange amounts of money. And then I looked at the name and I matched the name and I said, oh. See, but when I gave the $100 to that particular family to help them with their situation, I wasn't looking to get anything back. I gave because I was concerned and I knew that that family had some grief and some problems and some things. And I just wanted to help out. But by giving, look what happened. I ended up, in the long run, the lady sent us back over time more than I gave her. So it's a spiritual principle. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual principle that works. So you need to make sure to make this principle work for you. Givers get. Give 10% of whatever it is that you're making right now to a charity. Go do it. Do it tomorrow, today if you can. And take it off the top. Don't say, well, you know, I got to pay this bill first. I got to pay. No, take that 10% and go give. Then go on and take care of your bills. And while you're doing that, too, also remember this. Besides giving 10% to that charity, take 10% and also give to yourself. You know, so you want to give to that charity first, and then take 10% and give to yourself. Givers get. That's a very important principle. Principle number 6. Changing your reality is a snap. You got to change your reality now. You know, changing your reality. Do you ever talk to yourself? There's nothing wrong with that. I hope you do. Many people have a positive internal voice that encourages them, especially when they're doing something good. It's like our own personal cheerleader. You can do it. Go for it. Good for you. You did it. Way to go. Do you have a voice like that? Then some people have that more skeptical voice. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. You're an idiot. Why are you so stupid? You can't do anything right. You're so clumsy. Or, you know, we have that voice, we think of something, and we say, you know, we can do this, or we can do that, and we can do this, or you can do that. But we have a word that comes in our mind that says, but Les Brown used to have a lecture he used to do called We Bury But. You know how you have something you say, boy, that sure seems like something I could do. Then you tell yourself, but, you talk yourself out of it. You know, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. You can change reality with a snap. This is what I want you to do. It's exercise that they talk about in this book. Get your rubber band. You don't want anybody to know why you have this rubber band around your wrist. Put this rubber band around your wrist. And every time you tell yourself, yeah, but, and you think of something and you say, yeah, but, take that rubber band and snap it. Snap it on your wrist. That snap is to remember that, hey, I can change my reality. I need to stop this negative flow of thoughts telling me that I can't do something. I need to stop this negative flow of thoughts telling me that I can't do something. You know, yeah, but. You know, we bury but. You need to get but out of your life. You know, and that's so important to refocus, changing your reality. You know, we so often we talk ourselves out of things that we can do. We tell ourselves we can't do it. And remember, if you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. You're going to manifest what you think. So you want to get that yet, you want to get them yeah buts out of your life. And one of the ways, the techniques you can do that is put that rubber band around your wrist. And every time you talk yourself out of something or tell yourself, I can't do this, yeah, but snap that rubber band. Snap that rubber band. Okay, the seventh principle. The seventh principle is words transform. Choose your words carefully. Speak with good purpose. Choose your words carefully. If it doesn't serve you, don't say it. Choose your words carefully. People have to be responsible for their thoughts, so they have to learn to control them. It may not be easy, but it can be done. First of all, if we don't want to think certain things, we don't say them. We don't have to eat everything we see, and we don't have to say everything we think. So we begin by watching our words and speaking with good purpose only. Remember, again, I told you, back from ancient Egypt, controlling our thoughts, controlling our actions. You'll see this over and over again in so many different ways. Choose your words carefully. And then my grandmother used to have another saying. I remember this one because I use it a lot when I tell people. She used to say, if you don't have nothing good to say about somebody, don't say none at all. Again, she was talking about choosing your words carefully. And we can learn a lot from, you know, I call, you know, our elders in terms of wisdom. And my grandmother had no, quote-unquote, formal education. She had earthly education, or some people refer to as mother wit. She had no formal education. You know, didn't go to no school and study philosophy and all of that stuff. She knew how to, you know, as they talked about Harriet Tubman, they said Harriet Tubman couldn't read, but she could read people. And she could read the stars. And just like my grandmother, she had no formal education, but she had earthly education. And she could read people and read situations. And she, you know, she always used to inspire me. I miss her so much, you know. Inspire me and just share, you know, that wisdom, you know, with me. And that was one of her sayings. You know, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say nothing at all. You got to talk bad about people. Again, this means this whole thing of choosing your words wisely. You want to choose your words very, very wisely. And that's the seventh principle of this whole enlightened millionaire process, of how to move in this journey to develop a millionaire mindset. There's 24 steps, and we've covered 7 thus far. I'm going to take a break again, put our theme song back on, because, again, I want you to focus this year. It's your time. It's my time. I want you to be able to focus on that, and then I'll come back and do the last half hour of the show and share some more good information with you. Sit back. Again, listen to the song, meditate on its meaning, think about what it's saying, manifest it in your life. Be back right after the song.
Wake up.
of that song again, all you have to do is email me and I can send you a copy of it in MP3 format so you can listen to it. I mean, I listen to it a lot because I know every day as I wake up, again, you know, God has given me another chance to accomplish my goals. Life is a journey, and in that journey, you know, give it meaning and focus is to have your goals in front of you. Again, remember, on the last Sunday of each month, we will be giving away, you heard me right, we'll be giving away a weekend special trip to some lucky caller. You have to be listening to the show live. So those of you that's listening to the archive sections, if, you know, I know it's kind of hard for some people on Sunday mornings. I chose Sunday, weekend time, so that, you know, people that want to call in, and again, the call-in number is on your screen, is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. And the reason I chose Sundays is because a lot of people have cell phones, and on weekends, most people have weekends free, and it's a long-distance call, and so that way you could call without running up your minutes or having a long-distance charge. But you need to be listening to the show live on the last Sunday of each month to qualify for the weekend giveaway special. And we're going to give away one each month, the last Sunday of each month. So that means for the year 2008, that means we're going to give away 12 weekend getaways. And as part of our following the principle of givers get, remember that principle. We went over that principle, givers get. Give and it would be given to you. That's principle number 5. Okay, we're on principle number 8. And principle number 8 is you are wealth. Yes, you are wealth. You know, this is important. You know, it all starts with nothing. All of us came into this world naked, helpless, and ignorant. So does whatever you, same as whatever you start a new project. You're like a new baby. Your business, I always call my business my baby. You know, hey, it's my baby. You know, my business is my baby. And my business is also, I refer to my business a lot, you know, as my mistress, you know, because I'm married, you know, and hey, I'm committed to my wife. But my business is, you know, it's not, besides being my baby, it's my mistress, you know. I mean, I dwell into and dive into my business, you know. I love my business. You know, I give it my all every chance that I get, because I know that if I treat it right, it's going to treat me right. And so, you know, your business is your baby, and you need to treat it like a new baby. And when you treat it like a new baby, you understand how to make it work for you. You are your own wealth. Now, what do we mean by that? What we want to do is we want to focus on this. You know, in traditional business, they talk about the balance sheet. And when you prepare a balance sheet, it's basically a summary of your assets and your liabilities. You know, a traditional balance sheet says under the asset side, they have cash, securities and other liquid investments, real estate, cars, equipment, and other tangible assets, furniture, jewelry, and other personal items. Then on the liability side, they have debts, obligations, mortgages, bank loans, promissory notes. Well, we want to look at the balance sheet a little bit different. Okay, we want to look at what we call the enlightened balance sheet. The truth is that you don't have wealth, you are wealth. So let's prepare our enlightened balance sheet. I want you to take out a pencil and a piece of paper again, and we're going to write down what's called your internal assets. Your internal assets. Okay, and your internal assets, creativity and imagination. This is powerful. Creativity and imagination. Vision and generosity. Two other things that you have as an internal asset. Another internal asset you have, courage, boldness, persistence, integrity. I can't say enough about integrity. Make sure you have integrity in what you do. Integrity. Do not discriminate. You know, you have to have integrity in this world. You know, you have to treat people fair. You have to treat people right. As you know, you heard me say earlier, you know, I wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. And that, you know, hey, we dare meet our challenges that we face in life and walk in the way of righteousness and do justice. Speak truth. Do justice. Have integrity. Okay, that's very, very important. So courage, boldness, persistence, and integrity. Also on your internal assets, expert connections and customer databases. Expert connections. Expert connections. You got to have connections. You know, there's people you know right now. There's somebody you know right now that can help you with your ideas. That can help you with your business. Just got to talk to them about it. You know, so you got those connections. You just need to talk to people. Open your mouth and speak. Sometimes we, you know, we're too shy. As we say, sometimes we're secret agents with our business. We don't want nobody to know what we do. You got to tell people what you're doing. So you know, those connections, let people know, and then developing customer databases. You know, it's important to develop databases as you contact people you need to, you know, and there's people you know you need. You got a database already right now. One of the things you need to do is take out a piece of paper when you finish, and once you do this exercise, is write down 100 people that you know. And then share with them your vision, what you're doing, so that you can get that team together, the people that can help you with your business. Valuable skills that you need in terms of your internal assets, selling, persuasion, and marketing. You got to make sure that you're able to sell it. Don't tell it, sell it. Selling, persuasion, being able to persuade people in a creative way around whatever it is that you're doing, and having marketing skills, knowing how to market your idea. These are your internal assets. The last part of your internal assets is time management. You have to have good time management. Remember, if you're working and developing your own home-based business, and you say that I'm going to work my business 10 hours a week, put the 10 hours in. Remember, there's no such thing as something for nothing. You got to put the time in, people. You got to pay your dues. You got to do it. Do it first. Do it first, then talk about it. You know, it's very, very important that you do that. Internal liabilities. And the following is like, hey, internal liabilities. Check out what our liabilities are. Anger and small-mindedness. Anger and small-mindedness. You know, Les Brown has a saying. You hear me refer to Les a lot. You know, Les is a great motivational speaker. Les used to say, and he still says, don't get mad, get motivated. You know, don't get mad, get motivated. You know, a lot of times we get angry about something. You know, hey, that's wasted energy. Don't get mad, get motivated. That's small-mindedness. Another internal liability. Perfectionist and pettiness. There ain't nobody perfect in this world, so don't expect perfection. Just, you know, get better at what you're doing. You know, get better and better and better and better and better. You know, you're not going to find perfection. There's, sometimes, you know, we want to things to be perfect. And it's the same if you get people involved in your team and you end up, you know, a part of your business. A part of your business means you have to employ people. You know, then don't expect the people you employ to be perfect. You know, I know a person, a colleague of mine, he has, you know, a nice business, but he has high turnover because he expects people to be perfect, and I share with him all the time. Nobody's going to be perfect. You know, tell him, you know, people are going to make mistakes. It's how you deal with the mistakes that, you know, helps everyone grow. But he'll get mad, and then he has, you know, he has some poor people skills. You know, you don't curse people out when they make a mistake. You know, you help them get through that, whatever that particular mistake was, so that you all can learn from it and grow from it. There's no such, nobody's going to be perfect. You know, you have to be flexible and be able to work with people. Another internal liability is fear, anxiety, and hesitation. Don't be afraid. Get rid of them anxieties and don't be hesitant. You got an idea, work on it. Don't let, you know, butt get in the way. Again, remember, put that rubber band around your wrist, and every time you get one of them yeah butts, snap that rubber band so you can snap that yeah butt mentality out of your brain and out of your thinking. Don't say yeah but, say yeah I can. You know, so don't be hesitant. Another internal liability is bad reputation. You gotta have a good reputation, people. That's why integrity is so important. You got to have a good reputation. If you got a bad reputation, nobody going to want to do business with you. You know, I remember a person, you know, Art Williams, a person who also became a millionaire, used to be a football coach, and, you know, did some phenomenal things in the insurance industry with a concept called buy term and invest the difference. He used to always tell people, he said, eventually people can smell a phony. You know, he said, they'll smell you out. So you got to have a good reputation. Other internal liability is laziness. You cannot be lazy. If you want to build your own business, you can't be lazy. Hey, you got to work hard at this thing. You know, you got to work hard at this thing. It's very important. You know, you got to put the time in. You got to pay your dues. You know, I have a vigorous schedule myself. You know, last night I went to bed at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the morning. Been up all day, went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, got up this morning to organize stuff for my show, some other things I have to do for later on the day, organize those, went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, from being up at 7 in the morning the previous day, got up at 9 this morning, an hour before showtime, and made sure I had everything together, you know, and do what I had to do. You cannot be lazy. Another internal liability is poor organization. Poor organization. You got to make sure you have good organizational skills. And again, that whole time management, managing your time, was one of the, you know, one of the biggest things I got out of going to college was learning time management. I'm learning a lot of other things, but that time management piece, it sticks with me today. I tell people, you know, hey, you know, time management is so important. And then, you know, in the military, you know, they had this little thing they used to have us go through, you know, these different P's. They said proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. So you want to properly plan. You want time management. You want good organization skills. You don't want to have poor organization skills. Organize the details of what you want to do. And you got to learn how to do that. Literally, as a beginner, there are only three resources you need: a good idea, the commitment to do it, and the key contacts who possess all the other resources. Here is the motto: every resource I need, tangible or intangible, is possessed by someone somewhere at this moment. How can I find these individuals and persuade them to provide me with these resources? Again, I'm going to read that out to you, and I want you to write that down. This should be your motto. Every resource I need, tangible or intangible, is possessed by someone somewhere at this very moment. How can I find these individuals and persuade them to provide me with these resources? I'll read it one more time. Every resource I need, tangible or intangible, is possessed by someone somewhere at this very moment. How can I find these individuals and persuade them to provide me with these resources? See, so, you know, that's all you need. It's a good idea, the commitment to do it, and then find the key people, contacts that possess the resources that you need. And you do that by developing that list, put that 100-person list together, and then just share with people what you're doing, what's your idea. And tell them, you know, hey, I'm sharing my idea with you because I need your help. You know, whatever help you can offer, you know. Let them know when you say you need your help. You're not talking about them digging in their pocket and giving you some money. You want help. There's some people, somebody they know that knows somebody that knows somebody has a resource that can help you with your idea. But you got to pursue it. You got to pursue it. So this is very important. It's this eighth principle that you are wealth. And make sure you create that enlightened balance sheet. You know, make sure you create that enlightened balance sheet. And again, anything that I go over, if you're not able to write it down fast enough, you know, hey, again, just email me, and, you know, I will make sure I get that information to you. That's very, very important. Number eight, you are wealth, and you need to make sure you have a good idea, the commitment to do it, and then finding the key contacts who possess all the other resources you need. Okay, the ninth principle. The ninth principle. Wealth is freedom. Life is a seminar. You were enrolled at birth. You can't get out of it, even by dying. So enjoy it. You came to this seminar with no instruction manual. Life is a seminar. You were enrolled in it at birth, and you can't get out of it, even by dying. So, hey, and you know, and we weren't given no instruction manual when we were born. You know, it's been a journey of self-discovery. You know, you have parents, hopefully, you know, and then some people, hey, you're born into this world, and for some unfortunate circumstances, you know, not raised by their parents. Some people have good parents. Some people have bad parents. Some people have... You know, they left on their own. But even with that, I mean, my parents taught me certain things, but still there was a lot of self-discovery, things I had to learn on my own. As I say, you're born into this world, and you don't get an instruction manual on how to go about it. Financially, you may be winning or losing. You know, you could be winning or losing. The goal of becoming an enlightened millionaire is that you want to be able to win. You want to be able to win. And to prepare you for the seminar called Life, you need to be able to be taught how to inspire and attract money and lots of money. This is the incredible, important, inaugural freedom call called Money Freedom. You want to have enough money so that all your future days are prepaid. You will work because you want to work, not because you have to work. That's so important. Work because you want to work, not because you have to work. That's so important. You know, this is, you know, hey, you want your life to be prepaid, your future to be prepaid. That's why, you know, we talk about this whole thing of becoming a millionaire. And that's why I'm on this journey. This, I call it my 78-week journey to becoming a millionaire as I start off, you know, my goals for this new year. And it's so important, you know. So important. You want to work, not because you have to work, but because you want to work. And you want your life to become prepaid. You can contribute big time because when you are no longer a wage slave owned by a job, because you are free to risk. When this happens, imagine the incredible difference you can make. So you want to be able to, you know, for those of you that's working a job, and I'm not saying this about all jobs, but most jobs, people I know that work jobs, J-O-B, they're just over broke. So, you know, you want to be able to say, have money freedom. You want to get away from being a wage slave. You know, you want to get away from working because you have to work. You work because you want to work. You want to expand your sense of who you really are and become the greatest server you want to be. You have to set big goals, and then you have to assemble your dream team or your dream teams because you want to have multiple streams of income. So that means you might have different teams. You can become a fully abundant person and fully function. You are the masterpiece in the process, becoming ever better, more fulfilled, and totally happy. See, this again is this path of moving towards happiness and building that dream team, assemble your team. Again, you have a dream, you build a team, you have a theme, and you move on that path, becoming a millionaire. Having accomplished your first evolutionary step of money freedom, you now pass and go and move into time freedom. Time freedom doesn't mean you don't work. It means your work is your play. Your play becomes your work. See, Les Brown talks about this too. Finding something you can do that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it. You work. You want your work to become play. You got to have fun at it, people. See, I don't care what idea you have. If you're not having fun at it, then it's going to be misery, drudgery, and torture. It's got to be fun, you know. I like the travel business because it's fun. I like to travel, and it's fun. You know, as we say in YTB, we sell recreation and recess. Who doesn't want to travel? Most people I know, everybody wants to go somewhere. We sell that, recreation and recess, travel. You got to have fun at what you're doing. And part of having fun, as you have money freedom, you get time freedom. So they say, prepay your life. Buy your time. You know, our days on this earth in the physical sense are short. Make life fun, people. Don't need to be miserable out there. Don't, you know, hey, you don't want to be miserable. Believe me, you know, misery doesn't, you know, like any company. I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, there's some people I know, they sit around and they have gripe sessions all the time. You know, I stay away from them folk. You know, I don't like to have that. Again, remember, you want to live above the line. You want to learn, not blame. So you want to have that time freedom, you know. You build up to taking off a week per month, you know. You start off and take a day here and there. You know, you can feel comfortable and calm taking time off, you know, because when you have time freedom, you set your goals, you spend on your projects that you want to work on, and as you do that, then you're able to be able to move in a direction that makes life so important. Then you want to have what's called relationship freedom. You know, you and your loved ones will have one of life's most precious gifts, love and time to explore it. You know, part of the reason that, you know, me and my wife first went into business for ourselves was to give us more time to spend together. Gives us quality time, more and more quality time. You know, what's the use of falling in love, meeting somebody, you know, and then you got to work so many hours, and they work so many hours, and y'all always apart, you know, and then you work all year for 2 weeks out of the year for y'all, for some people don't even get that, 2 weeks out of the year for y'all to take a vacation, spend some time together. That, to me, doesn't make any sense. You know, hey, part of this whole thing of having money freedom is that it allows you to have time freedom, relationship freedom. The other thing, too, is that, you know, and you should already have this anyway, but it helps a lot by having money freedom, but you should already have this, spiritual freedom. You know, you can discover who you are in God and who God is in you, spiritual freedom. You should be doing that regardless of whether you have a business or not. You know, you want to find that spiritual freedom, that spiritual peace, that calmness that can come over you, knowing again that you know, God didn't make no mistake when God made you. I say that again, it's important that everybody understand you're special. You are special. If you haven't been telling yourself that, look in the mirror, you know, and tell yourself, I am special. I am God's child. When God made me, he didn't make nobody else like me. There'll never be another me. I'm special. I'm unique. I have something to contribute to this world. You know, it's important that we say that and we deal with that. And you also have physical freedom. Health is the ultimate wealth. You know, when you have money freedom, you have a problem, you don't have to worry about, oh, I ain't got enough insurance to take care of that. Oh, I can't afford to go see the doctor. I can't afford to do this, that, or the other. You'll be able to do that. And then, you know, you'll be able to eat the way you want to eat. You know, finest nutrition, and nutritional supplements, and health care. These are important. And these five freedoms give you ultimate freedom. Again, that is money freedom, time freedom, relationship freedom, spiritual freedom, physical freedom, and they would give you the ultimate freedom. Give you the ultimate freedom. And the ultimate freedom is the ability to pursue your real genius. Remember, we're all geniuses. And that covers the first nine principles of the enlightened path to millionaire status. And I will get into principle number 10 and so on next week. And again, the time has gone by. I enjoy spending these last 90 minutes with you. And remember to make sure that you work and move on your enlightened path to wealth and become an enlightened millionaire. Pick up the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire. See you next week. Take care. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this.